He pointed out that if evolution did occur despite the prohibitive odds against it, then it must have been a miracle, and therefore it would be additional evidence for the existence of God. As for the evil in the world, Craig said, no logical inconsistency has ever been demonstrated between the two statements, God exists and evil exists. Besides, he added, in a deeper sense, the presence of evil actually demonstrates God's existence, because without God there wouldn't be any moral foundation for calling anything evil. At the end of the two-hour debate, we had the audience cast ballots on the results. An overwhelming 82% of the atheists, agnostics, and other non-Christians concluded that the evidence offered for Christianity was the most compelling. And, get this, 47 people walked in as unbelievers, heard both sides, and walked out as believers. What's more, not a single person became an atheist. It was a stunning affirmation that Christians have an unfair advantage in the marketplace of ideas. We have truth on our side. You may never debate an atheist. Nevertheless, the Bible says in 1 Peter 3:15 that all Christians should be prepared to explain why they believe what they believe, and to do so, as Bill Craig unfailingly does, with gentleness and respect. In a world where the media often trumpets claims by skeptics, best-selling books hawk atheism, and many university professors seem bent on destroying the beliefs of young Christians, it's increasingly important for all of us to be able to articulate the reasons why our faith makes sense. And that's why this book is so absolutely vital. In these pages, you'll learn the most compelling arguments in favor of Christianity. Not only that, but you'll also find how to respond to the most popular objections to these arguments. You'll discover that On Guard is solidly factual, winsomely personal, consistently practical, and ultimately convincing in its presentation of the case for Christianity. So devour this book. Read and reread it. Study and debate it with friends. Become conversant with its logic and teachings. Try out its points with some of your skeptical friends. In the end, here's my prediction. You'll emerge stronger in your own faith and much more confident in sharing Christ with others. Lee Strobel, former skeptic and author of The Case for Christ and The Case for the Real Jesus.
Hello, this is William Lane Craig. Thank you for picking up this audiobook version of On Guard. I wrote On Guard to serve as a sort of one-stop shop for equipping Christians to defend their faith in our increasingly secular society. Within its pages, you will find cogent, powerful arguments for God's existence, as well as answers to the most important atheistic objections. You'll also find compelling evidence for God's self-revelation in the person of Jesus Christ, as well as answers to the challenges posed by the radical skeptics. On Guard is not a book to be read for inspiration or entertainment. Rather, this is a book to be studied. For many of you, it will involve concepts and arguments that will be unfamiliar and challenging at first. So I encourage you to be patient with yourself, to take your time, to take notes on what you hear, and to reflect upon what we're discussing. If you apply yourself and master the arguments contained in this book, I can guarantee you, on the basis of decades of experience speaking on secular university campuses, that you will be equipped to commend your faith and to answer the objections of about 95% of the people that you encounter. But it will take serious study. If you will apply yourself to the study of this book, then I think you will find yourself well equipped to defend your faith and to be on guard.
Chapter 1. What is apologetics? Always be prepared to make a defense to anyone who calls you to account for the hope that is in you. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 15, Revised Standard Version. I teach a Sunday school class called Defenders to about 100 people, from high schoolers